say?
That'll be 27 to 29.
Right.
Then in 29 I needed a job.
Mm.
Well, Alan Dudley, a member of the original group, said, I think that could be arranged. My uncle is head of an agricultural college in Eacham, near Eacham, and they're looking for a lecturer in agricultural economics. You know economics.
You can learn about agriculture.
Go be an expert on agricultural economics. I went out and I interviewed. The uncle knew nothing about economics. He didn't know a great deal about agriculture either. But what he was interested in was someone who would play duets with him on the piano. Could I play the piano? And I said, well, yes, sort of, in a way, yes. And he said, good, good, how well could you, for example, play the piano for hymns in the morning? And I said, oh, yes, that's easy, because it's just vamping most of the time. He said, okay, you've got the job.
Well, qualified, I see.
That's right. And I became a lecturer in agricultural economics, but what really, I don't know if it did the students any good. They seemed to enjoy it. It was rather unusual, as a course on agricultural economics, but it did me good because I was expected also to do research. And the first year's research was in an unknown subject, then unknown subject.
Mm.
The marketing of fruit and vegetables.
Mm.
The first marketing study I'd ever heard of in this country, because all the people around there were growers of fruit and vegetables. And so I studied the way they actually marketed their produce, and then suggested how they ought to market it. And they said, fine, that's useful. What are you going to do research on second year? I said, well, second year, slightly different subject. I want to do research on social mobility among children of agricultural labourers.
Like a step away from
I said, it's nothing to do with asparagus or Brussels sprouts or anything like that. And I said, well, I suppose it's all right, might as well. And so I went round all the villages within a radius of 80 miles and said, what I would like is your school registers of leavers in 1921. And most of them had them. So they gave me them, and I said what I wanted it for, is I want to see what's become of them. So they gave me the names and addresses of the children who have left these elementary schools in the villages in 1921. And I proceeded to try and track as many as I could to see whether there had been any social mobility, if so, what kind, what nature. Was it different for girls and boys? One of the things that always puzzled me is that everyone who's done a study of social mobility in this country has done it exclusively among men.
Yeah.
I mean, I automatically took it for granted that there could be social mobility among women too. So I covered girls, as a matter of course. Anyway, some of them I couldn't trace at all. They just emigrated, joined the army and never come back. But quite a lot of them could be traced. Either they were still living locally, or they'd gone off to the nearest big, big town, which was Birmingham. And some of them, boys, had got jobs as policemen. Some of the girls had gone off to the big towns and got jobs in shops or serving in the markets and so on. Some of them had simply stayed behind and got jobs as skivvies in the big halls. There were plenty of big halls in the Vale of Evesham, big houses. It was red as the paper, not going.
This was something funny about the tape.
It's not working.
It's better again now. It's okay again now.
Is it going?
Yeah.
Yes? No.
Looking strange noise. That's the actual tape, not the not the recorder at all.
It's moving round, isn't it? Well, I'll carry on anyway, and then we'll try at the end to see if anything's been recorded.
Okay.
Well,
I could just pop down and get another tape from the shop or something. I'll do that.
You think the tape is defective or finished?
It might be defective.
Social mobility among the children of agricultural labourers. And social mobility Ready?
Yeah, it's all going, yeah.
Social mobility had almost invariably necessitated geographical mobility. There were no opportunities for upward mobility in the villages. Then I decided to get married to Una, and this raised a great problem with my parents.
Well, why was that?
Because she was not Jewish.
Mm.
And they thought, well, it was wrong. But I thought the best thing was to clear out of the country.
It's rather drastic.
Yeah.
Was this what, having married her, or before you decided to? Or?
No, having married her.
Right.
But fortunately, I was able to go to Harold Lasky, tell him the position, and Lassie said, well, now it's Monday now, in the middle of August, come back on Friday, and I think I may have solved your problem. So I came back on Friday, and he said,